When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, this is Mike Steven, and now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. And by the way, if the show started late, it's probably my fault. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thanks, Mike. Although you can't be late to this show. This is my show. Lindsay Smithwick in for Lou Manfredini this morning. It is 8:38 here on Chicago's very own. I am joined by two experts from NARI, Jim Sullivan and Mike Holmes. Mike, who's actually gotten us our interview lined up for this morning, right? So you're going to lead this, right?
I'm trying.
Great.
This is my debut, right?
This is your big debut. So we are on the phone line. We have Joe LeBan, who is the owner of Pine Ridge Carving and Choice Cabinet Chicago. Hi, Joe. How are you? Joe.
You there. Trying to find him.
Oops. Did I do that?
He's actually got two companies that are now merging, so that's why we got the two names. You there,
Hi, Joe?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
That was my fault.
What happened there? I was cut off.
It was just a minor slip. Don't worry. Pay no attention.
A well-oiled machine.
Yes, yes. But
All right, no problem.
There's a lot of buttons here. Yeah.
Joe's got a kind of unique situation. He's just acquired a cabinet company where you can purchase pre-manufactured cabinets, semi-custom and custom kind of cabinetry. And the part that makes him kind of unique is women can probably relate a little better. If you go and you buy a dress, you want to personalize it with shoes and jewelry, or you know, you got a Harley and you want to personalize it with some chrome. Joe can do this with the cabinets. You can take a pre-manufactured cabinet up to a custom cabinet, and he can add components that can personalize it to your liking and make it individual to you. And Joe, you want to tell us a little bit about what you do with this carving?
Well, yeah, great. Thanks for having me on the air. First of all, what we can do with we can take any parts of the cabinet and, you know, put any kind of carving or detailing, you know, on the doors or fillers or valances or over the hood, things like that. So it's something new. I've been doing this for a while in the church industry, and I'm trying to merge the two companies together, and I want to bring it into the kitchen cabinet business. And we've done some feelers out there, and we've had some great response to it. And people love it. They can put their own little signature on their own cabinets, and it's really becoming – I'm quite excited about it, actually.
You know, this is not just like for kitchen cabinets either. You can go into bars or wine cellars. I've seen the work that that he does with some of these things. It's awesome. You can have a cabinet door, and you don't have to do like your whole kitchen or all the cabinets. You could do one cabinet, and he can actually relief cut into the door or other components. You know, grape clusters if you're a wine cellar, or if you have a range hood that's got a wood valance around it, and you could actually put family name or some saying into it. Virtually anything you can draw, he can put into the computer and cut this.
I love the idea of a monogram. I think that's a really cool.
I was thinking you could do family crest, things like that. You could do some really awesome things with it. And It's basically all done with a computerized system, correct?
Correct, yeah. I usually make the model. It's a 3D model. And if you go to my website, there we have examples of models that you could, you know, take off. And there's like thousands of pictures and ideas that you can get. And I have those models, or I purchase them for, you know, a few bucks, and then I merge them into your project, however you want to do it.
Now,
and
you can also really you can also do custom, correct? It doesn't have to just be off of that list.
Right, yeah. A lot of people just come to me with a magazine article or something, and I kind of stretch and pull the idea to what fits their project. So it's really not that difficult.
So now you can actually have these cabinets, and let me even rephrase that, not just cabinets. You could do doors, like your front door. You can do other components,
and
not just wood, correct?
I've been experimenting around with some, you know, plastics, like acrylics. I know my machine could handle that, so, you know, it would be kind of a new area for me, but I know it's just a matter of getting the right setups and the right speeds and feeds and everything. But, yeah, it would be no problem. You could do that.
So you can take these average cabinets or, you know, depending on the grade that you're going, but take a basic cabinet that everybody can purchase, and then Joe can add these components and make it personal to you. And I think it's an awesome idea, and it can bring your kitchen to a whole new level without the cost of going complete custom where they build everything personally to you.
So, Correct.
How long does it take to do this, you know, to create these?
I guess it depends on, you know, how in-depth the modeling is and how many parts there are. But usually, you know, if you did like a two by two door, it would probably take a couple hours on the machine.
Okay.
And, you know, it all depends. And then there's a little cleanup work, and then you got to refinish it and things like that. But I'd say about machine time, about 2 hours to do. And some are even less. You know, if it's like a 2D type of file or something, it could be like 5 minutes.
Okay. What's the difference between the 2D and 3D?
2D is more or less you're just kind of sketching into the wood with like a sharp point. Okay, and it's only one bit, and it goes up and down and everything. 3D is you're actually, I would say, sculpting a shape into the wood. So that one takes a little longer. It's a little bit more expensive, but you really do, you know, you get some really great effects out of it.
Well, you get the shadowing and everything from that then.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And a lot of people will kind of glaze over it to make it stand out a little bit, but it really does highlight the cabinets, and it really makes your cabinet, you know, your kitchen or whatever your project, really stand out. It really doesn't. It's just not a bunch of boxes anymore.
Okay. So now you're talking about like a 2-foot by 2-foot door. Let's say you're going to do a 3D. Roughly, what kind of price range are we looking at? I know it depends on the application, what you're putting in, but roughly, what are you going to be paying?
Yeah, I'd say a 2x2 door would be around, depending on the file and everything, probably about 60 to 70 bucks,
okay,
you know, to do.
So,
and, you know, that's just the machine time. And then, you know, depending on what the customer wants, sometimes they like it a little on the rough side, you know.
Oh, wait, now let's keep this a clean show.
I meant... Well, you know what?
We know what you meant.
Well, I put my foot in my mouth again.
That's all right. We do it all the time. It's regular
on
the
show. Welcome to my
life. Yes.
Yeah, I do it so often my shoes have flavors. You know? I mean, it's...
So now you can do this carving and then refinish the door, repaint the door to match the existing cabinetry that they purchased everything else with, correct?
Yeah, we can if the customer wants us to do that. Some people just take it and they do their own artwork in there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we can match paint and do the glazing and things like that, sure.
Okay. Hey, Joe, we actually have a text that came in asking if you can do the same thing on a wood picture frame. Can you add, like, a name or some lettering to it? I'm guessing that's pretty...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. No problem.
Good. Well, can you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Pine Ridge Carving. And my phone number is 630-393-0319. And we also have the showroom, you know, in Choice Cabinets. Feel free to stop by there and talk to me with your project. We have great kitchen cabinets and great prices and everything like that.
Great. Well, you sent us over some photos, which are beautiful. So I'm going to post a few of these online on Lou's Facebook page. I'll post, you know, your information on how people can reach you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You have a great Easter weekend. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you.